This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Evil Jared said it couldn't be done, but we want to prove him wrong and get to 1,000 five-star reviews by Father's Day.
Do it for Rich's Father's Day.
And for?
The children.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
The John Dean experience was a flop. All the political reviews are in, and it was a flop having Nixon's counsel testify yesterday. But boy, do we have some great audio for you to play and digest throughout. Let me just begin with this of John Dean. Actually, before I do that, I want to play this clip of Joe Biden from the 70s. This is Joe Biden, 1974. Now, I want to ask a question now. Who do you think he's trying to sound like in this clip? All right, you're going to notice something here about Joe Biden. This is 1974. So first of all, I'll play the clip. Then we're going to decide who Joe Biden is trying to sound like. All right? This is all the stuff that's coming out about him now because they want him to go down in flames, right? Cut four.
We spend a lot of time talking about the United States being a melting pot.
Era.
Well, that's true. But quite frankly, I think it's overrated.
Now, stop it now. Did Joe Biden grow up in Scranton till he was eight or Nantucket till he was eight?
Scranton,
right?
Right.
We're here today, you and I. Wait, so why is he's like doing a Kennedy thing?
Yeah.
Right?
100%.
Even Greg told me that his wife had heard the clip, too, last night. Somebody played it on the TV or something. And what did Stephanie say to you?
She said, who's that?
Yeah, who is that?
I said, that's Joe Biden. She goes, no.
Era, we here today. One among us.
We spend a lot of time talking about the United States being a melting pot.
He's such a fraud.
He should have had a megaphone. He could have done like megaphone JFK.
Yeah, megaphone JFK, right? He's such a fraud. The guy, he can't even be consistent with his own voice. He flip-flops on his voice. No, there's nothing consistent or authentic about this guy. He's like, well, era, it's hip to sound like Kennedy, you know, so I'll do that. Man.
That's
what do the people in Delaware think back then? They must have been like, what's with this guy? What's with this guy? Why? Where'd he come from? All right, let's do it again, please. It's just good.
We spend a lot of time talking about the United States being a melting pot. Well, that's true. But quite frankly, I think it's overrated.
I agree.
We've been able to move forward because of politics. And in my opinion, politics need not necessarily be a dirty word. Politics should be the most honorable of professions. Those of you who are doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs in the audience, how can any of you possibly do as much good if you're very good at what you do as I can do if I'm very good at what I can do?
Right.
You can't.
You can't. You doctors saving lives, you Indian chiefs.
This is where the action is. Politicians happen to affect everything that affects you, as you are very well aware.
Era. So now come in my car and let's go down that bridge there. No, you and me. I think he would have killed a woman if he thought it would have helped him. No, he would have. If Ted Kennedy was leading in the polls, he would be like, what if I get drunk? It's unreal. The guy is such a fraud in every way, even his voice. We here today, you doctors who save lives, you do nothing compared to what I do in the Senate by bloviating with my fake accent. You know, it's like, do you remember in Guardians of the Galaxy when Thor and the Star-Lord starts changing his voice to sound like Thor?
Yes.
I think, what are you doing with the accent, man? What is that? That's exactly what this reminds me of.
It's hysterical.
That's a movie Greg hasn't seen, but millions and millions, billions of people worldwide have, but not Greg Stocker, but anyway. We here today, you doctors, you lawyers, you engineers, you people who cure cancer, save children, you do nothing compared to what I do. Standing up and giving speeches.
So pumped.
Plagiarizing. Era. Now he's plagiarizing an accent on.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? It wasn't enough just to plagiarize speeches. Now he's got to plagiarize the accent, too.
We spend a lot of time talking about the United States being a melting pot.
I say ask not what your politicians can do for you. Ask what you can do for me. Because I matter more than you. Don't you love him too? He's like telling all these educated people they don't do anything in their jobs. It's all him.
Those of you who are doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs in the audience, How can any of you possibly do as much good if you're very good at what you do as I can do if I'm very good at what I can do?
Right? What an arrogant jerk.
You can't.
You can't. Especially you, Tonto. What? All I keep picturing are people in feathers, Indian chiefs like, in their headdresses.
He's being sarcastic, right? The Indian chiefs are like...
Were there a bunch of Indian chiefs in the audience? I don't know.
Because what are you...
Red Bull, chiefs, I'm looking at you.
Indian chiefs do a good job right there.
Not compared to him, dog. Not compared to him. You physicist, you can't.
So the point is... This is where the action is. Politicians happen to affect everything that affects you, as you are
That's the
very
problem.
Well aware.
That's the problem. Yeah, Joe says he's been on Scrantonian. I say to you, come to Scranton. Ich bin ein Scrantonian. What a fraud. Plagiarizing accents now. Oh, this is great. Every day there's a new Joe Biden thing that comes out. Then he defended, as we're here on the John Dean Experience, Joe Biden in 1973. Well, he had his comments to make about Richard Nixon. Take a listen.
There's only two alternatives to the bitter end of this thing, one of which is palatable. That is, if Mr. Nixon is involved, which I pray to God he's not, because it will be terrible for the country if he is. As much as I'm not fond of him, I think we've got to say that he is innocent until he is proven beyond a reasonable doubt to be guilty. We cannot commit the same sins that some of his followers have committed in the past of forgetting that we have a thing called the Bill of Rights, and the thing says that you're in fact innocent till proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. But if in fact he were proven to be involved, we left with one or two alternatives, neither one of which is good. The country goes in chaos. Johnson, they never anticipated an impeachment proceeding like this back in 1868 and 69. This is nothing. The world was so slow then, it's not even comparable to what will happen now. But secondly, the reason why I don't want to see the president go under is the alternative we're left with.
All right, there he is defending Nixon. And then he also defended Bill Barr, the attorney general. And we call him one of the best attorneys general ever. So all this is coming out, and it's just beautiful to watch. It's just glorious. But man, I guess the question becomes, are they afraid of Joe Biden, or is it just at this point, what the hell, throw everything at the wall and see what sticks? Hard to say, but this I do know. We go to the moon not because it's easy, but because it's hard. Senator, that was literally, that's exactly the line from Kennedy. We go to Delaware not because it's easy, but because it's hard to get to those beaches on a Friday. Route 1, bumper to bumper, but I say to you, ask not what your easy pass can do for you. I tell you what, that Route 1, though, in the summer, boy, phew, the two lanes going down there.
It's brutal.
It's brutal. But we choose to go to Bethany, Rehoboth, Lewis, not because it's easy, but because it's hard.
Another president that said that.
This is amazing. I say, come here to Wilmington. See what we're doing, destroying this once great city.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it's Rich. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Please rate it 5 stars in the iTunes store if you would. Do it for Dawn's anniversary and birthday and President Trump's birthday and Father's Day and also any other reason you want to. We'd really appreciate it. It'll help us
Please,
with our ranking.
For the children.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.